You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, my name is Nick Olmos, and this is Tech In 2 from Wired. Brought to you by Quantic. Quantic's online MBA and executive MBA degree programs are designed mobile-first, with interactive micro-lessons and individualized feedback every 8 seconds. Don't settle for old-school slides and lectures. Engage with the modern MBA and experience the future of education. Go to quantic.edu/wired for more. Here's what you should know today. Russia's fancy bear hackers likely penetrated a U.S. federal agency. New clues indicate that APT-28 may be behind a mysterious intrusion that U.S. officials disclosed last week. Publishers worry as e-books fly off libraries' virtual shelves. Checkouts of digital books from a popular service are up 52% since March. Publishers say their easy availability hurts sales. Anthony Fauci has some very good reasons to be optimistic. On day 3 of Wired 25, the public health rock star emphasized the importance of masks, distancing, hand washing, and a positive outlook. Reddit bots are hunting down racists one post at a time. Hate speech is rampant in subreddits, but automated bots and browser plugins are sort of fighting back. And robots are using AI to learn how to clean your house. At Toyota, researchers are experimenting with prototypes that swoop from the ceiling to take care of chores with the help of machine learning. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech In 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.
So if you ask anyone in the Wired newsroom what's on your mind, here's what some of us are thinking about.
Big tech,
the coronavirus pandemic,
climate change,
disinformation and election security,
what policing should look like in the future.
This is Get Wired, and I'm your host, Lauren Good.
Every story about technology is really a story about people.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Get Wired. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.